A Thousand Lives Lived podcast. The podcast where a thousand lives come to life. Where mysterious creatures take flight. Where the blind lead and where space is transversible. A place where the imagination is unleashed. Anything can happen. Hi, friends, and welcome to the show. I am Hazel Danes.
And I'm Tamara Lindsay.
And today we're going to continue with our live world building exercise, and we'll be working through the Save the Cat model again, as we introduced in our first plot episode. So one little note is we realized that we forgot three beats. So for the sake of time, we are going to write a blog that will cover the setup, catalyst, and debate beats. So be sure to check that out. We're going to be posting that in the next couple weeks. Without further ado, we're going to carry on with the next beat after midpoint. Beat 10, bad guys close in. So I'm going to just describe it here. If the midpoint was a false victory, this section of the story will generally be a downward path where things get progressively worse. Regardless of the path, the hero's deep-rooted flaws are closing in. So if they have any internal issues, which most characters should, they're right. Getting worse. And the hero typically has either a new or modified goal to pursue throughout this beat. Okay, so that's a lot.
Yeah. So the darkness before the dawn starts descending.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, some obvious things is conflict between the characters, conflict with reptile aliens, doubts. I mean, it makes sense that the PETA character would be having doubts because he's on a sacred mission.
So the bad guys closing in are the reptile alien dudes. We could have them not attacking yet. They're just kind of lurking,
right?
And it's scary. So lurking / scouting.
Right.
And then there is a scene where it seems like they're about to attack, but it's not that clear, at least
right.
In kind of like foresight, like later, they're like, oh, right. But in the moment, it seems like, okay, they've been scouting. Now they're about to attack. And then Jasper comes in.
Okay. Yes. Right.
So bad guys closing in. The bad guys are the reptiles.
So Jasper isn't going to show up till halfway through the book.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that kind of also demands either a very long book or a sequel book, right?
Well, but that gives us time to develop like tension between Rustus and Kana, if we want.
Okay, so we've got the bad guys, and the only thing with having Jasper come in like that is that he's saving people. Do we want that?
Maybe they save him.
Or that, yeah, that would be kind of cool. But then he's... Okay.
Maybe maybe they come in and they save each other. Maybe they like team up.
Oh yeah, they just
that's how
team
they,
up. Maybe what's his name? Jasper was already in trouble with the reptiles, or so he said.
Sort of the Han Solo character is what you're saying.
Yeah, he's like action from the moment that you see him. So the hero typically has either a new or modified goal.
So their original goal was to make it to the cave.
Yeah.
Their new goal is not to die to these Efka people.
Right.
While still trying to make it to the cave.
This section, we just have to make sure that we're not like saving them too much and they're out of danger. That's all. Beat number 11 is all is lost. This moment is the lowest point of the novel. So I feel like we have to do a little bit of adjusting because like we just introduced another character. We can't just go bam. All is lost, right?
Unless we're not at that point yet. Unless this point is earlier and then we have them go through some stuff together.
Okay.
And then the low point is, I mean, we go places they don't want to go, which is like become separated or...
Yeah, becoming separated is good, like all is lost, sort of. Nobody knows what's going to happen.
And then they each have to face their demons in some way.
Yeah.
But then if we do that, we have to have each of their points of view, right? Or, yeah, which reminds me, my question was, whose point of view are we just going to be, did we decide close third on just Kana?
We decided close third on Kana and Rustus.
And, okay, so we are doing the 2 points of view. Okay, yeah. I couldn't remember. So, well, that makes it easier. So the low point could be them being separated, and it could be those two facing their demons, and we could imply Jasper faces his demons if he wanted to, but we wouldn't be in his point of view, unless they're together when it happens or something, I guess. I don't know. I guess his biggest fear is, like, being found out and not being, and being alone. I mean, really, that's his biggest fear, because he is alone, and he wants to be back with the group.
We have to figure out the scene for what gets them separated. So there is a point somewhere where Astra is in trouble and they go and rescue her, right?
Right, okay. I mean, in some respects, like I said, we need to put their meeting Jasper earlier, and then the low point is actually them getting separated, them being attacked by our Eska, Harja Eska, and then getting separated would be the low point.
What we should revise here is, okay, going back to midpoint. Yeah. Midpoint, I think, should actually include the kidnapping of the Astra lady.
Okay.
So that is when we still don't know about Jasper. But then Jasper comes in and kind of helps them as they're trying to get the Astra lady back.
Okay.
So that's all midpoint. So that we've introduced, like, a big action point. It's kind of a bit of a twist where, like, we're kind of going off of the major quest. Mm-hmm. And then we meet Jasper. And then, like it said, the midpoint is a false victory.
Right. Okay.
Because they have saved Astra.
And I have to say that the way we're doing this is actually not the way I usually do it. And so this is fun, because I usually know where I want to head up. I know where I'm starting and I know where I'm ending. And often I'll have, like, a wide arc. I want this to happen and this to happen. And then I'll have, like, the next beats figured out. But I don't figure out ahead of time, because what happens is, as I start writing it, things change. And sometimes I end up, like, introducing a whole new character or... And so this is, but this is good. I like it.
Yeah, and definitely things are going to change, because there'll be, like, things that we're writing and then we're like, oh, shoot, there's this problem that I just created and I have to fix it to make it, you know, and that just happens.
Yeah, exactly. But it's great. I think it's especially important if you're two people doing it to have an idea of where you're headed.
Well, I think that the important thing is, like, you keep it fun, because if we're, say, once we get to the writing process, we're writing back and forth, it could be like, oh, this is really challenging, because now I have to, like, kind of write in a way that fits, like, where you left it and then also fits where it needs to go.
Right. And how different people, like, in The Expanse, how James S.A. Corey, who is Daniel Abraham and Ty Frank, how they do it is they sort of each take, they tend to each take a point of view, and they kind of map out, okay, this is this part is going to be from this character's point of view, this part's going to be from this and then one
idea.
Of them writes one point of view, a first draft with a paragraph with one point of view, and then the other one writes the paragraph with the chapter with the other point of view, and then they switch, and then they edit, and they accept, you know, they accept each other's edits. So that might be one way to approach the actual writing of it, because then and then it's really important to have your you know, it mapped out, like, this part is from this is what the plot is, this part is from this character's point of view, this part, and then switch. I don't know,
that would be super fun.
Yes, I agree.
We should totally get to writing soon.
Okay, I was going to say, actually, at the end of the podcast, I was going to say, so, I think you should write the first chapter. And then, I mean, which point of view would you write? Would you want to be, I assume you would want to be Kana's point of view, and then I could be Rustus' point of view.
I haven't figured out exactly who I would want to write over the other, because...
I mean, and we could switch if there was, like, it wouldn't have to be, it'd just be, like, which, you know.
It's different because most of my writing is like from male point of view.
Oh, well, if you want to do Wes's point of view.
I'm very like, I don't know. I guess we'll just see. Okay. We'll get the feel for the characters.
And maybe we should start by writing a little short story that's like something that we could include or not include, just to try and, with two parts, like from two different points of view, just to practice this, because we have not written before together like this.
Yeah, that would be fun.
We would have to do, okay, so we need to think of an episode that would be kind of self-contained that we could start with two points of view that we could like
self-contained
for future. Yeah, I mean it like something that happens before they meet the lizard people, before they, you know, as they're first leaving the village.
Yeah,
because that's a good way to do what we were talking about doing, which is misadventures before.
Right. Okay, yeah, that's a good idea.
Anyway, that's something. That's fun. Because then we could try it without trying to write a whole novel first. Yeah, okay. Anyway, something.
Bad guys close in. I think they should either be lost or chased.
Right, lost or chased. Are they going to be separated? Lost, chased,
yeah,
separated?
Yeah, so first, I think they should be chased, and then it throws into like confusion into the quest of like they're mostly just focused on not dying now.
Right.
And then someone gets hurt and can't walk. So I think that should probably be either Rustus. It's because then it throws into like a lot of other like panic and frustration with Rustus, and that brings out like other issues like the love triangle and blah blah blah. Yeah, right. Everyone's gone there.
Right, because we could have love tension between Kena and Rustus, and then new guy enters the picture. Kena starts having conflicting feelings and seems to be paying more attention to Jasper. Rustus starts to get jealous. I mean, if this is the focus of our story. And then starts to get jealous. But then when Rustus gets hurt, then Kena's going to turn her attention back to Rustus more, and then Jasper's going to get jealous.
And they're just all mad at each other.
They're all mad at each other.
Yeah. And Astra's just like, you guys are stupid. Come on.
Exactly.
So the point
young
of...
Young love, so yeah. Impetuous.
Lots of impetuousness. So the point is drama, drama, drama.
Yes, drama.
And then... So there's a point where at the end of that sequence, they are trying to get away. So you go from being chased to like, now they found them and they have to split up. I think that, what's her name? Kena should be with the old lady.
I agree. I was thinking the same thing.
Because she has issues and she's going to get some wisdom.
Right.
And then Rustus and Jasper, that's just entertaining to make them be together. Right. Because they just don't like each other. Right.
Right. And then they fall in love. And
yeah. Well, then they also have to have all these conversations.
Yeah.
Now that the girl is not around, they can sort of be like honest.
Yeah.
And probably like beat each other up a bit or whatever boys do. Yeah.
Bonding and realize they have a lot in common and become fast friends eventually. Whether,
you know, how in movies, the boys are generally like, well, she likes you more anyway. That's what happens in like Hunger Games, right? The last movie where same. What Gale is like, well, she wants you. And you're like, oh, you're just pathetic. Come on, just stop it. Right? So then you're like, okay, well, we're going for PETA now because you're stupid.
And that's... by the way, the Hunger Games, if you haven't been paying attention, the Hunger Games is a major inspiration for this.
We love the Hunger Games.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
I mean, I do anyway. I just love
it. I do. Games. No, I agree. Oh, totally.
So Rock Bottom, it says that they want, okay, I'll read Rock Bottom because that's the next bit. All is lost. And it says that it's the lowest point of the novel. So something happens to the hero that combines either
Wait a sec. Rustus and Jasper gets captured by the Ethka.
Yeah. They
get captured together, whereas Kena and Astra are not captured. What do you think?
Yeah.
Should they all be captured or... I don't know.
Yeah, then what? okay, so what I think that's good. I think that the boys should get captured because they're being obnoxious and they're just like fighting and yelling in the forest. So of course they're going
to
get captured.
And they have to learn how to work together.
Yeah. Or else they're never going to get out of this. So wherever the aliens are and however they capture them. We have to kind of establish why exactly these aliens are like hunting them down. Right. Are they just evil or?
No. They have to have their motives. So are they still refugees?
Yeah.
Okay. So they have been trying to be secret and they've been discovered and they're trying to like, or they could be like, we need some people to be on our side, so we're going to capture these people and keep them and try and make them friends. Or we could, they're trying to kill them because they don't want to be found out. Or...
I think that, say the boys are pushing, like, making weapons or something.
Yeah. Okay.
Which... they're always being watched by these people, which we're establishing with all the scouts and the like, yes. You know.
Yeah.
So the alien dudes are like watching them make weapons.
And so they're they're a danger.
Yeah. So they feel it's more out of reaction to the weapons than to actually be evil.
Right. I agree.
So that's why they captured the guys. They mostly just want to make sure that they're not going to hurt the alien people. They're just like, you, if you're stuck here and we take away your weapons, you're not a threat.
Right. And maybe there's one alien that's like, and as long as we've got them, we'll try to get information out of them or something. Yeah. Okay.
So that's the because there. And then I was thinking that like in the notes, there's some sort of allusion to Astra dying. But I don't know if that fits or if we should do that.
Well, I mean, on one hand, it might fit, it certainly would fit the narrative. But on the other hand, that's what I like.
It happens all the time.
All the time. So I'm like, my pigheadedness is like, don't you dare kill off the old woman.
Well, we could instead of killing her off, we could actually just have a scene where Kana needs to make a decision.
Are we going to reveal she's a god? Or is she still a god?
Yeah, we have to figure out how we're going to reveal that. Oh, well, okay. I think it could be interesting where Kana has to make the decision of whether she's going to go after the boys or not.
Okay.
Because she's given a choice, and Astra is, for some reason, trying to convince her to just go to the cave.
Okay.
So I think she alludes to the whole, like, if you go to the cave, everything will be made right, and if you don't, then there's, like, the world's gonna end anyway, or something
maybe
like that.
Maybe that's where the boys are being held.
Oh. Maybe.
And she knows it, but... she's cryptic as always. Kana thinks they're someplace else.
Right. Yeah, that could be it.
I don't know. Or maybe not. I don't know.
Well,
I mean, how does the cave and our aliens intersect?
Yeah, that's a good question. That is a good question. Because we're trying to make the aliens not be evil. So it's not like an evil cleanse.
Yeah, right.
But maybe there's some sort of like ticking clock aspect to the prophecy, like a biological clock. Like if they don't get to the cave, then the Earth is just gonna die.
<I don't know. laughs> Maybe the aliens need the cave for something. I mean, we certainly could have, like, they need it for reproduction, or they need it for, it has something they want.
Yeah, that's interesting. And so Astra's the only one that actually knows that. What would they want, though?
Well, it's certainly unobtainium. Sorry. That's from the Avatar course, if you remember the mineral that they're
it's
like,
always I mean, down to yeah.
I just, and I love how on the nose that naming is. It's unobtainium.
Oh my goodness! Anyway. Right, of course.
But yeah, it could be like a resource. It could be like something spiritual. It could be something. Okay, they're lizards. They worship the sun, but they need darkness for reproduction. And the cave is the perfect situation. So what did we decide was in the cave again that they need?
There's a tree.
There's a tree. Maybe the tree is also something for them.
Maybe. So the original point of going to the tree is for that betrothal quest where you're supposed to have this experience with the divine of some sort of experience.
Like a vision quest.
Yeah.
Is what we were thinking. Yeah. Where you go and you fast and you have a vision and you come back and yes. Okay.
Yeah. And then you're kind of propelled into the rest of your life.
Maybe there's something about the tree. We've got a theme of light and dark going. And that our people glow. And did we decide the tree glows as well? Kind of along with the...
Yeah. I think they should
and
glow.
Maybe yeah. something about that all intertwines. And there's something about that... Because if you're a lizard, if we're basing them sort of biologically off the lizard thing, then you don't regulate your own temperature as well. You seek the sun, you seek the light. They could be a little bit moth-like. I don't know.
So maybe they are refugees because they're wherever they came from is dark, obviously, like it became dark suddenly, or
they lost their homeland somehow.
Yeah, like, so what makes something dark, like a volcano?
I like that.
I
want to tell the story of the aliens.
Yeah, right. Well, that could be a short story.
There you go.
Is there anything else that makes something dark? And I mean, a volcano can make something dark for like at least a year. Like it can last a long time.
Right. We won't know. But so are they actually aliens? Are they from a different continent or are they from a different planet?
I think they should just be from a different continent.
I agree. So maybe the darkness is an invasion of another bunch of creatures, which if we wrote a second book, they could
that could be really cool. Okay, yeah. So like they could even just be the volcano people or something.
Right.
So incorporate the volcano. So they lived in some sort of volcano region that was on the water and the volcano erupted. And with that, these like evil volcano people came out and destroyed their civilization. And now they're...
Why they are... Yes. Okay. All right. Got it.
So that's cool.
They are seeking a new home and the cave is key to that home.
The key is that like they couldn't live there because of the darkness. Also because, you know, their entire place was destroyed anyway. Like, so dark and light are very important to them.
Be part of the resolution because the people are light, because our elves are light.
Yes.
That could be.
And also, yeah, it could be resolution, but it also could be like, we don't like them because that's what we want and we can't have it. Astra being like the divine, she knows all of this stuff, right? Like she knows the dark reptiles and they want light versus the light elves who don't understand the dark reptiles.
Right.
So she understands. And she understands that a piece of this tree could be the reconciliation.
Right. Yes, absolutely.
Where they could even just plant their own tree and maybe Astra says that's okay because she's the divine.
Right. Right. Yes. I like it. Before we go any further, I wanted to get to this because we're going to run out of time as usual. So one of the things we had talked about was prophecies. So if we want to have a traditional Tolkien-esque prophecy, that's a long poem, I could totally go and do that. I didn't have a chance to do it this week, but what I think might be fun, because it would be like a wink, and tell me if this is like way outlandish, is have Astra give prophecies that are like really cliche, like really like the way forward is strange and lies within a cave. The stranger will guide you. A strange city on a hill will be your destination, or in a cave or something. I don't know. You will meet a handsome stranger. These kinds of things where, and it could have a thread of strange throughout. I don't know. That's just what came to me. But they all are true. So the prophecies are like...
But they're silly.
But they're like, silly. They're like cliche, right? Yeah.
Where she's like, oh my goodness. Like,
yeah, yes.
kind of like Yoda.
Yeah.
Like, he's smart, and he does know things, but he comes off as being silly.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I like, what do you think of that?
Yeah, that's cute. I think it just like reinforces her bumblingness.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And it just seems silly, but then they all turn out to be true.
And yeah, we can have the characters thinking about,
Wait a second.
Tell me more about that. There's got to be more, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, the ending. But should we be sharing the ending? This is the question. Ooh. Maybe we shouldn't be sharing any more of it.
Maybe we should do it and not share it, and because we have to do it between the two of us. But Yeah,
maybe we should put a stop to the rest of the outline. You guys have to read the book that we're going to write. To know exactly what happens.
Sounds good.
Yeah, there we go. Next time, we're going to talk about our very favorite world to get lost inside. It can be any genre at all.
Okay, sounds good. All right. This could get dark. No. Just kidding.
Oh, that's funny. Well... It is what it is. You like what you like, right?
That's right.
Be sure to check out our next couple of episodes and the blog post that we were mentioning.
All right. Well, see you next time.
See you next time. Ciao. Well, thanks for joining us. Be sure to subscribe to our channel. We've got some great shows coming up with amazing practical advice for writers, and from the bookworms, fun features on new and exciting books soon to be released. You don't want to miss that. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook for all the updates, and if you'd like to be on our show, pitch us your idea on any of our pages. Until next time, keep writing.